Well, another sting has worked. A 21-year-old Bangladeshi man who was allegedly planning to blow up the Federal Reserve Bank of New York with what he thought was a 1,000-pound bomb. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. We are, of course, following the details of this investigation. Get us up to date with where we are.
Well, it appears as though that this fellow, Qazi Hafiz, had some very significant contacts, or at least thought he had some very significant contacts in the jihadi community in New York. But if he didn't, he definitely was planning to build a sleeper cell there in New York and believed that he was doing it with the support of al-Qaeda helpers in New York. He said on August 23rd that he was going back overseas to meet with al-Qaeda sponsors, etc., to come back to build this network. And he had essentially three targets that he wanted to attack: either a high-ranking U.S. official, the New York Stock Exchange, but then he later settled on the Fed because he felt that that was a more significant target, and his whole goal was to shake the core of the U.S. financial and political community. And as we look back over some developments that have taken place in the last few days, it was very clear folks in New York and nationwide intelligence officials and law enforcement officials were very serious about this situation.
On Tuesday morning, the morning of the debate, you did a story about security concerns surrounding the debate and the election. Was that related to this?
Obviously, yeah. You know, when we went back yesterday and looked back through the information that had been collected and the bulletin that New York State Police had put out, they spoke very specifically about deep concerns about people from homegrown violent extremists to al-Qaeda to the Taliban to anybody trying to disrupt the political process before or after. So when we went back and made some checks, it was definitely connected. And the situation here, when you look through their optics, they don't want to give away too much information, but they want to gather as much as they can. So they want to open every single door they can. And this was a big door for them, considering what Hafiz had been planning.
Now, many people are wondering, was he assisted in this? The investigation went on for quite some time so they could possibly look for any other links out there. Or was he a lone wolf who may have been bragging about things and relationships that he really didn't have?
Late yesterday, there was some description of him as a lone wolf, but I've learned overnight that they are continuing to pull at some threads that are hanging out there, specifically those threads that he left them regarding overseas, his connections overseas, because he made several trips overseas within the last few years, came here on a student visa, and his sole goal in getting here was to attack America, and he needed help to do it. He knew that the FBI watched him, the New York police watched him as well, and they believe there's a possibility there may be more folks out there. Certainly he had been in contact with it they don't know about.
All right. Certainly we'll learn more over the days and weeks ahead. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.